I'm here, is it? Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's been a while, took us some time, but we're here. Is everybody on? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Who's that? Sister
Sunshine?
I can
hear you.
Bless you. I just want to say that all things work together for the good. And
amen.
The reason why I say that is I don't know what happened. Like, as soon as the music started and that caller that I told to call back,
I didn't hear that.
You said?
I didn't hear that.
They called back?
Yeah, he had called back.
Get out.
Huh?
No, I was saying get out. Wow.
Yeah, he wasn't able to say anything because we were just starting the show. But then all of a sudden, like, all the power in my house just went out. And so my computer shut down and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that
but
a sign,
said,
Brother Messenger?
Hey,
that's what
go.
I said to him, but he didn't give up. Mm-hmm.
All things work together for the good. So what I'm glad to have. So that we can be able to, once again, just talk about just how good God is. And, you know, I got to say it. I don't know what he was planning on bringing, but I would have to think. God knows best.
Okay.
And he knew Sister Sunshine didn't want to hear that tonight. But, you know, I say that jokingly, but that's one of the things that we have to come to understand with the power of God and the power that we possess. Now, I don't know this for sure, but somewhere in your mind, Sister Sunshine, you was kind of hoping he didn't call, wasn't you?
I just don't want anything negative. Sometimes the zone just doesn't want anything negative in it.
Okay. And guess what God said?
Thank you.
It won't be, not tonight.
Yeah. But once again, honestly, if you think about it, this is the power that we have. The things that we think of. And depending on how we think of it, what we have to understand is we are setting that in motion. Now, what stops it from becoming reality is us. Because remember we had that podcast where we talked about changing our minds?
Yeah.
And so, when we change our minds, what we do is we technically stop the universe. Because you're asking the universe for something. And so the universe says, okay, this is what you want. Let me get it to you. And just as it's about to get it to you, you change your mind. And so from what you originally asked for, it's now held up because, wait, now they want something else.
Right,
and they want
right,
something
right.
else. And this is why a lot of times the things that we ask for, we don't get. And when I say we change our minds, we change our minds sometimes, well, most of the time, subconsciously, when we put doubt after it. And when just using as an example, I want to win the lottery. But then we turn around and say, but I ain't going to win. I can't win. My luck ain't that good. So what we've just done is we've stopped that from actually happening. And we do that with so many different things throughout life that we don't even realize what we're doing to ourselves. And this is why we fall short of some of the things that we want in life, because we haven't made up our mind. We're between 17,000 different opinions. And so the universe just doesn't know what to get to you because, truthfully, you don't know what you want. And if you stop and think about some of the things that you knew without a shadow of a doubt that you wanted, and I'll give an example, and I got to keep using you, baby sis, all right? When you decided you wanted your car,
mm-hmm.
You made up your mind, I'm getting me a car, and you went after getting you a car.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you decided you wanted a house, you wasn't too sure on that, was you? I want it here, I want it there, I want to do this, I want to do that. And you didn't do anything because your mind was not made up as to what it was exactly that you wanted to do. It's not that you couldn't get the house, it's just that you never made up your mind and set it in motion that this is what you're going to do.
Yes, there was no definitive plan of action.
Right. You didn't know. So if you don't know, how's the universe going to provide you with something that you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you what you don't know that you want. But if you tell me, I'll get it to you. And this is one of the things that we have to come to understand, that we have this power within us. It is part of the God being that is in you. A lot of times what happens is people look, as they would say, to the hills, or they look up in the sky waiting for God to shower them down something, not realizing that it's right here with inside us. And what we have to do, remember my saying, if you don't go within, you go without.
Go without.
And so what we have to learn how to do is start going within and bringing it forth. We do have that power. And you know, for those that want to stay stuck in the biblical teachings that don't make any kind of sense when you really look at it. And when I say that, I don't mean that everything in the Bible is just plain crazy and stupid, because it's not true. It's a lot of stuff in there that were inspired people had inspiration from God, but what we have to understand was those inspiration feelings that they got from God was just that. It was how they felt about the God that was in them. You understand? So what happens a lot of times, people, like, I'll give you a good example. Like, if you remember the story of Moses when he went up on the hill and the burning fire and stuff of that nature. So we think that God is not within us because he's somewhere on a hill in a burning bush.
Mm.
But that is not so. Now, I'm not saying that Moses didn't experience this, but what they turned around and made it into a great theatrical play and stuff. But Moses could have felt this within himself and did these things. But the fire, and please understand, I'm not saying that God can't be a burning bush.
Right.
But why does he need to be a burning bush when he's inside you? Now, he can, once again, he can be, or the spirit can be whatever it wants to be. So we're not trying to take that away from the stories and stuff. It's just the way that we've been taught to believe it to be. And that's where the confusion comes in at. And that's where the limitation that we put on ourselves, because we're thinking that we've got to wait for something that's already here. Because God is within each and every one of us, no matter how good or how bad we might think one or another to be. God is in you. It is God. Jesus said, all good and perfect gifts come from God. So what you have to understand is, when you do something good, it is the God within you. It's just that simple. But we want to make it seem as if, no, what I mean by that is, sometimes we'll do a great act. We'll do a great act, and then they'll give all the credit to this secret being somewhere when it was you that did it. Now, that secret being is the spirit, but it's in you. But we can't accept that, because we think that we've done so much wrong that there is no way that God can be in us. We think some of the things that we did as we were growing up disqualifies us from being a part of God. But what we have to understand is, that which we did with the Spirit of God. And some of the stuff that we did, I've said this numerous times, some of the stuff that we've done, it was really, really, really fun. But when you get with those Bible-toting holy rollers, they make you feel guilty of something that you shouldn't be guilty of. We've all had these experiences where we've done some things and had a great time. And I don't know about you guys, but I was raised in a household where my father was a minister, and my mother, she was the first lady, but you could have called her minister number two. Ain't that right, first lady?
Amen.
So you know what I mean? So this is all that we've been shown. And this is all that they knew. They thought they knew what was right. But one of the things that they don't understand, because they'll say, well, this is what brought me. But what they don't understand is, it was them all along that brought them. And when I say them, that includes the Spirit of God that is within them. Because that Spirit of God is what carried them over. When that bill that they say he make a way out of no way, that's when they had a talk with God within themselves. And it happened. But instead of them recognizing that, they looked up to the sky again. So they'd rather look out than look within. Because as I've said numerous times, every single time that God showed up, he showed up with us in mind, with us there. When you look around, it was nobody but us and God.
That's right.
But we automatically discredit ourselves because we think we're not worthy. But if God showed up, then you've got to be worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked around and all you saw was you, then God showed up in you. God ain't one of those Marble Creek characters where he's the invisible man. God, the Spirit of God is within us. And it is through Christ we can do all things. And I can say through Christ, because Christ and the Father are one, the same way Rhondiah Christ, Sister Carmen and Sister Sunshine, we're all one. And the sooner we truly understand it, not for words of what I'm saying, but because of what you know. And when you come to know this, then you will begin to see things that you said are happening right away. And I thought I scheduled it for more time, but it looks like we're out, and I do apologize, but I hope something was said in these short 30 minutes that these short 15 minutes, 14 minutes.
How about that?
But something that is going to give us just a little bit more pep in our step come tomorrow, that we can hold our head just a little bit higher, knowing who we are. Not who people think we are or who people say we are, but who we know we are. And when
Amen.
You know who you are, it's nothing that nobody can do that can really damper your spirits. Because you know that all things is working for the good. And it just so happens to be that it's working for you, too. And so as we get ready to leave here, I just want us to go knowing in the knowing that we are a part of God. And through God, there is nothing that we can't do. So I leave that to you so that you can go out and do some things that you want to do. Just, I keep using her. You must, but she just went down to New Orleans. She booked it and went. She did it. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people that say they want to go to New Orleans and probably have the same means that you have, but they didn't do it.
Sometimes
because
you just gotta go.
You got to do what you got to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we're too busy trying to do for others. And in order for this to work, you've got to be good with you. And when you're good with you, then you can be good with everybody else. I can't be
Amen.
Good to everybody
right.
else and I'm hating my light. How can my
Amen.
Light shine? So I say that to you, and I thank you ladies for hanging in there throughout the technical difficulties. But once again, just as I said, no matter what may happen, all things are working for the good. God bless you.
Amen.
And
good night.
Sunday night, we're gonna come strong Sunday night, okay?
Okay.
I have to go buy me a new computer. And a new lecture room. And a new lecture
right,
panel for the house.
We got to get
whatever
a studio, Brother Messenger.
A studio, as the co-producer would say, it soon come.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. I love you all. Take
love
care.
Good night.
Pleasant
right,
dreams.
Good night.
Because remember, your dreams can become your reality. Because technically, your dreams are very, 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 very important because that is still your life. That is the soul at work when you're dreaming. And so a lot of these things that you're seeing and doing, sometimes you don't truly understand it. But if you can, I'm one that can't do it right now, but if you can remember your dreams, it's good to remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to apply them. Or not apply something so that it's going to help increase your better you. I love you all. And until Sunday, stay strong.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.